Here with me, I have Dallas Johnson. And Dallas, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and your farm and where you're from.
Well, I'm from southwest Iowa, down around Lenox, Creston area, and corn bean rotation. Farm about 1,500 acres of corn and beans. And
well, we've had some interesting weather, which don't we always have? Yeah. It just depends on where you're at and what you're getting at the time. But certainly we've had more moisture here in the state than previously. But looking at that, how important is it to come out to a field day like Monsanto's putting on here to see what some of these new technologies are?
Well, it's critical. I mean, even here today, you know, they've had a major windstorm and hail and rain just a couple weeks ago. And I guess when you see how the new technology withstands what Mother Nature provides us, that's pretty critical, because you can do a lot in a test lab under ideal conditions, but in the real world, we have to have stuff that can handle late plantings, early plantings, hot, dry, etc. So things like this, where they keep track of all that, is pretty critical.
Well, one of the things they're talking about is the new Roundup Ready 2 yield soybeans, which will be out for next season. Is that something you're looking forward to?
Yeah. I mean, anytime they come out with something new that increases the bottom line, I mean, that's what we're all after. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what it does.
And then looking at on the corn side here, there's really kind of seems like two key points that they want to talk about, and that is increase the number of plants per acre, and then also with some of the new technology that's being bred into these seeds, the fact that it can withstand extreme conditions like drought stress, for example. Not a big problem this year, but could be. So how does that make you feel as a grower, is looking at what's coming in the pipeline?
Well, I think it's exciting, because every one of those things you mentioned and a lot more that they've talked about here today are, you know, anytime you can gain a few bushel here, a few bushel there, that's what makes the difference in our bottom lines to keep us out there again for the next year. And so these kind of plots prove, you know, this increased population and all that, that it actually does work. And that's, I guess that's what I'm interested in seeing, is does it pay to put more seed out there?
How would you describe how things are looking in your area as we're looking forward to harvest season?
Well, you know, things look amazingly well if you had seen the start of the year and even the planting dates. I mean, we planted later than almost ever, and, you know, didn't get finished up beans till a lot of people till mid to late June. And so the verdict is still out, depending on what kind of a fall and how early of a frost and all that we have. But considering how wet everything has been all year, things look amazingly well.
Great. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with me here at this Monsanto Technology Showcase Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.